pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Edward Skimp and Peabody Lost Treasure Company got a new president yesterday when Cedric Weehunt discovered that he was the only investor in the company, and because of this, was the only one entitled to vote. He immediately held a new election and voted himself in as head of the organization. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering.
In. What, Kemp? Oh, it's you, Lum.
Yeah, that's me.
Doggett, I'm glad you're back. That Cedric has sure been getting on my nerves around here.
Yes,
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts is he at now?
He's out to lunch again. This is the fourth time he's went out to lunch so far this morning.
Fourth time?
Yeah, he brung a sack of peanut butter sandwiches over here with him, and ever so often, why, he takes a sandwich and goes outside to eat it. I think he just does it so he can put that sign up over there.
What sign?
That one on his desk. On your desk. See it there? President Weehunt is out to lunch.
For goodness sakes. Where'd he get that thing?
Oh, Will Spencer printed up for him over at the print shop. He printed up some cards for Cedric, too. Well, here. There's one I'm reading.
Yeah, let's see it. Why didn't he hang his card up if he went out to lunch again?
I don't know.
What's he doing over on the desk?
He just lays it there on the desk, sets it up there again, that little calendar.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant he's supposed to hang it on the front door.
No, I don't know about that.
What's this card say? Mr. President C. Weehunt, yeah. Lost Treasury Company, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Telephone one long and two shorts. Granny says, that ain't disgusting.
He hands me one of them cards every time he turns around, introduces himself to me.
Yeah, that accounts for that bill Squire Skimp got from Will Spencer today. It's for all this huskin' shuckin's here.
Did Squire get a bill for that?
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of other bills, too.
Well, I do know.
Facts is, Squire wants to withdraw out of the company lest we get shut of Cedric as president.
Well, whereabouts is all them bills coming from?
Well, see, Cedric's going around buying stuff and charging it to the company.
Charging it to the company?
And the bills are sent to Squire because he's the Secretary of Treasury.
All right, doggies, if that don't beat the bugs a-fighting.
There's one bill in there from Luke Spears for 200 games on the pinball machine. There's even a bill in there from the Little Bates boy.
Little Bates boy? Well, what's that for?
For calling him Mr. Weehunt. Got him hired to do it.
Swan, too.
I tell you, we've just got to do something about this, Abner. He'll run the company so far in debt, we won't even break even if we do find the buried treasure.
I know it.
He'll bankrupt us as sure as the world.
Yeah, I don't know what we can do, though, Lum. He runs a company with them 5 votes he gets for investing that $100 of his. And there ain't no other investor besides him, so he can vote for or again anything he wants to.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to scrape together $120 as quick as we can and invest it in the company.
I wish we could.
That'll give us 6 votes, and then we can vote him right out of office. He ain't got but 5 votes, you know.
I know it, Law, but that's going to take some time. All we've got saved up so far is $17. That's all we got.
Well, I'm going to try to borrow some.
I wish you would.
And in the meantime, we got to keep a closer watch on Cedric. Not let him ruin the company before we can get control of it again.
Well, I don't know how we can keep him from getting out of hand, Mom. He just won't listen to nothing. You tell him I've tried all morning to talk to him.
I know he won't. But I figured out a plan to keep an eye on everything he does.
A plan?
Yeah. You hire yourself out to him as his office boy and stenographer.
Well, that might be a... Now, just a minute. Now, stop right there, Lum. I ain't going to be no office boy for Cedric Weehunt. That's all there to it.
Abner, you've got to
no,
do it.
No, sir, I won't
For the
do
good
it.
Of the company.
I don't care.
See, that way you can look at all his personal papers and see what he's up to.
No.
And you can get him to dictate all his letters to you. And that'll give you a chance to change the letters around to where they won't get us all in trouble.
I might do it, but don't you tell it around town now that I'm hiring myself out to Cedric Weehunt as an office boy.
No, I won't say a word, honest.
Be the worst disgrace.
Just something we got to do to keep the company from going bankrupt. And mind out, there's the president coming back from lunch again.
I wish he'd choke on one of them peanut butter sandwiches. Look at that.
Gentlemen. Beautiful day.
Uh-huh.
Any telegrams come in for me while I was out to lunch?
No, I told you the one every time you come in, Cedric.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Oh, President Weehunt, say there's a couple of things we want to talk to you about, Cedric, President.
Have you got a pint, Mint?
Well, no, I don't reckon so.
Beautiful day. Well, back to work.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Do you need to hire an office boy? I can't go through with this long.
Yes, you can.
No, sir, now.
Cedric, President Weehunt, now that you're a big executive, you ought to hire yourself an office boy and a stenographer. And I know where you can get a good one cheap.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Lum, I've been sort of thinking about that myself. See, I'm just so busy now being president, I got to hire folks to do might not everything for me. I'm trying out a few fellers on different jobs right now.
Yeah, well, I know just the man you want, though, for stenographer. He'll make you a good hand. I'll tell you who it is. It's Abner here.
It's me, Cedric.
Oh, well, you got any good recommends, Mr. Abner?
Recommend?
Yes, Mom. I ain't hiring just any old nobody. I got to get a good man.
Well, Lom, he always speaks good of me, don't you, Lom?
Why, sure. You won't go wrong with Abner, Cedric.
Oh, of course not.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try you out for a couple of days like I'm doing with my other men. And then try you out, and if you work out all right, well, I'll hire you permanent.
Well, all right. All right.
Well, come on. I'll see how you work out. Come on.
Well, go on, Abner.
All right. Dad, blame it anyway.
He might want to dictate some letters. Be a chance to find out what he's doing.
Yeah, all right. Hey, do you want to dictate some letters, President Weehunt?
Yes, Mom, I think I do. I'm glad you brung that up. Sit down right there, and let's get to work.
Yeah, wait just a minute. Let me get a pencil here and find some paper.
Here, use some of this paper here.
Oh.
Will Spencer printed my name up the top there. Looks good, don't it?
Doggy, that does look fancy. Look at that, President Cedric Weehunt.
Well, I want this to look official and all that.
Yeah, well, go ahead, dictate. I'm ready now.
Well, see. Don't know how to start, hardly.
Well, go on, just start dictating to me. Tell me what you want to say.
Got to study up who I want to write to first.
I
want to write to somebody I know, leastways.
Yeah, sure. Lom, was that all right?
I don't know. I never paid no attention.
I believe it was.
I'll see. Hello, John, I'm down store and library. L. Edders talking. You want what?
Go on, Cedric.
I believe I'll write to Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave, huh?
Oh, well, just a minute. I'll call.
All right.
Here, Cedric. President Weehunt, this call's for you.
Now, I'll take it for you, Cedric.
No, I'll get it. More than likely one of the new men I'm trying out.
Oh.
Hello, President Cedric's talking.
Who is it, Mom?
Yes, Mom. Go ahead and report.
Listen to that.
2,350. Oh, well, you have to do better than that. Well, keep trying. Goodbye. What? Where was we at in that letter now, Mr.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Was that 2,000 stuff you was talking about there, was that the stock in the company there, you mean?
Oh, that was Barrel Legs Crockett.
Huh?
He's one of the fellas I'm trying out as a helper for me in my new job here.
You mean that he's at your window?
Come on, let's get this letter wrote. Read me back what you wrote so far.
Well, I ain't wrote nothing yet.
You ain't?
No.
You're kind of slow at this work, ain't you?
Well, you ain't told me nothing yet to write down.
Well, I'll give you another chance. Write down, Dear Uncle Dave.
Wait, is this a business letter, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, it sure is, I think. Dear Uncle Dave. You got that?
I'm getting it right now.
Listen, Cedric, tell us more about Barrel Legs Crockett.
Oh, I'm busy dictating now. Read me back what you got there, Mr. Abner.
Dear Uncle Dave.
Uh-huh. Sounds good so far, don't it? Let's see now.
Cedric, did Barrel Legs actually talk some investors into putting that much money in?
One moment. I think that was my ring there. I better get it.
Doggett, I wonder if this is true, Mom.
Hello, President Cedric on the phone. Mom?
Huh?
Another report already, huh, Barrel Legs?
Doggett,
all right, let's have it. 3,250?
Hear that, Mom?
Well, that's better. But if you expect to work for me, you got to make a better showing than that. Yeah, try it again. Goodbye.
Okay, Cedric, now you're too hard on him. Anybody can talk folks into putting $3,000 and some odd dollars that away.
He can do better than that. I know he can. Let's go on with the dictating. This is fun, boy.
Yeah, what about this Barrel Legs?
Come on, read me back what you got wrote there so far.
Well, I've done read it back.
Well, read it again.
Oh, all right. Dear Uncle, what is it? Oh, Dave can hold.
How does that sound to you, Mr. Abner?
Right. Sounds all right, I reckon, Cedric.
I don't like it. Let's start all over.
Oh, my goodness, I like.
Start it out this way. Dear Uncle Dave.
Well, that's the way you had it before.
Oh, well, it sounds better now, though. Maybe it was just the way you had it wrote down. Put it down the new way.
All right.
Listen, Cedric, we'd like to talk to Barrel Legs ourselves and find out just how he's doing this. He's just a fella this company needs.
Yeah, I believe that's our ring again. Maybe that's him now.
Well, I'll get it. Might be him, I don't know.
If it is, tell him to rush over the store here fast as he can and bring all them thousands with him.
Hello, President Cedric speaking.
Barrel Legs.
How much this time, Barrel Legs? 4,100, huh?
Oh, maybe it's good we got Cedric for president after all.
Well, that's more like it, Barrel Legs.
Go get her.
She still got to do better. Yeah, try again. Goodbye.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. We told you to get Barrel Legs over here so that we can talk to him.
Well, he can't leave now, though.
You mean he's got so many folks wanting to make invests he can't leave them?
Invest?
Yeah.
Don't know nothing about no invest.
Well, what are all them big figures he's been reporting to you on the telephone there, then?
Oh, them are scores he's making on the pinball machine.
Pinball machine?
Yes, Mom. See, I'm just so busy now I have to hire somebody to play the pinball machine for me.
Hmm.
And I'm giving Barrel Legs a tryout. He's got to do a heap better than that, though, or he won't leave.